California faces a school library crisis due to the lack of a designated state funding source, leading to limited books, fewer librarians, and many schools without functioning libraries. Access Books Bay Area aims to address this issue by providing high-quality, culturally relevant books and transforming school library spaces. Their goal is to improve literacy for K-8 students in low-income areas, creating inviting environments that foster a love of reading. You can help this effort to bridge the literacy gap by donating and finding out more at accessbooksbayarea.org.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time now for the Sharks Instant Replay of a disappointing night in Seattle. Final score in front of 17,151 fans at Climate Pledge Arena. The Kraken 6 and the Sharks 2. And here is how the game happened. In the first period, the Sharks were definitely on their heels, and the Kraken were definitely on the toes. But that really is belied by the fact that the Sharks wound up outshooting the Kraken 11-8. Still, the ice time and the ice was tilted in the direction of starting goaltender Yaroslav Askarov, and the Kraken would take the 1-0 lead at 3:55. Off the draw, CeCe pinches, but they bounce it past him. Bjorkstrand lead pass. Here comes Stevenson. Score! Chandler Stevenson takes an absolutely beautiful wrist shot after collecting that pass, had plenty of time, and he gets career goal number 97. He's only two away now, make that 98, two away from 100 in his National Hockey League career. Seattle is up 1-0. Goal number 98 in Stevenson's career, Bjorkstrand and Tolvanen assisting on the play. And that was a typical story, Seattle stretching things out and having total control.
Yeah, we saw it right away. We talked about it. And Chandler Stevenson took advantage and got the Kraken going in the right direction.
Fortunately, the Sharks would be able to tie it up 1-1 because they ended up getting their game back. And it would be a kind of a broken play, but Will Smith would extend his point-scoring streak to six consecutive games. And it would be Carl Grundstrom back in the lineup that got credit for the goal. Grundstrom dumps it in. Back behind the Seattle net, Montour spins it around. And now it's taken away. It's Smith in front with Grundstrom, and they score! Smith got the puck in front of the net. I thought he was going to shoot it, but he tipped it back to Grundstrom, and then he put it off of Shane Wright, and it went into the net, and the Sharks have tied the game 1-1, and Carl Grundstrom back in the lineup will get credit. That was his second goal of the season. Will Smith extending his point-scoring streak to six consecutive games, which ties the Sharks' all-time record for a teenager held by Jeff Friesen. Mikael Granlund getting his 30th assist for the 10th time in his career, which is quite an achievement as well, and it was all even at one. But unfortunately, that would be basically as close as the Sharks would get. Oliver Bjorkstrand would pick up his 15th goal of the season at 2:03 of the second period to make it 2-1 on a pass from Vince Dunn. And then, 52 seconds later, it would be Brandon Montour getting his 9th of the season from Shane Wright, and the game was out in the open. Jaden Schwartz made it a 4-1 game at 5:58, his 18th of the season from Alexiak, and that was the end of Yaroslav Askarov's night, and into the game stepped Alexander Georgiev. He really didn't have any time to have a warm-up, and all of a sudden, then Seattle had a 5-on-3 power play opportunity, and so it would be a big, big goal that they would score to make it a 5-1 game. Seattle kept it in. Schwartz got it back to the point. Montour right side, feeds left side McCann to the near boards, and cycling back now, Stevenson moves to the right side to McCann across the ice. Score! Sliding into the left circle after that great movement by Seattle, and there was a mile of seam that was wide open there for the Sharks. And up top it goes on Georgiev. Montour, his second goal of the game, 10th of the season. This one is a power play goal, and it comes at 7:52 of the second period to make it 5-1 Seattle. How about that? Montour, second goal of the game, 10th of the season for McCann and Stevenson. 5-on-3 power play goal. So, Drew, you combine Schwartz coming out of the penalty box for that fourth goal, getting the headman feed and beating Askarov. And then this one, no chance for Georgiev, who played great the rest of the game.
Yep.
But it was 5-1 at that point.
Yeah, they get the two quick goals, and then the Sharks maybe get a chance to come back on a power play. A great penalty kill that leads to a goal as Schwartz comes out of the penalty box. And then that 5-on-3, that was, as you said, that was a passing lane wide enough to drive a truck through. And Montour drilled it home, and that was it for the San Jose Sharks. It was over.
Also, earlier in that period, Henry Thrun dropped the gloves with Vince Dunn for a rare fight at 6:39. Nikolai Kovalenko got a two-minute roughing call in that same exchange, and by the end of the period, he left the game and didn't play, so the Sharks had 11 forwards for most of the third period.
Yeah, and we didn't get to, you know, we didn't know, I didn't even notice him being hurt, but he went off the ice and, or I'm sure, went out of the lineup. And we'll have to find out and give you an update on the next Sharks game, which will be Tuesday.
Meanwhile, with the score 5-1 in favor of the Kraken, Alexander Georgiev came into the game under tough circumstances, but he made some pretty good saves. And it's back behind the Sharks' goal line, and Beniers is in forechecking there for Seattle. Got it loose, fed it around, now to the near side. One-time shot by Beniers right on. That's a great save by Georgiev, and there was a scramble on the rebound right in front of a net there. Kaapo Kakko trying to get it now. But it is stopped by Georgiev. That was a play. Georgiev actually kicked the rebound.
Yes.
It was right there out by Kakko's stick, and he knocked it away from him. He played really well.
Really well. Came in, as you said, in a very tough situation and played extremely well. And he was the one guy you could look at and go, okay, he and Henry Thrun were the two guys.
Yep, those were the two guys that probably had the decent games for the
yep.
Sharks. Tyler Toffoli would get a goal in the third period at 8:06 to round out the Sharks scoring. Rebound, Henry Thrun goes in to keep it in play. He gives to Celebrini, right wing half boards. He twists on Beniers, throws to the slot. Toffoli has, he scores! Tyler Toffoli getting the goal he's been looking for. And that's from Macklin Celebrini to make it 5-2. The Kraken have the lead, but Tyler Toffoli of the San Jose Sharks gets credit for that one, and that'll be his 18th goal of the season. Nice goal by Tyler Toffoli, assisted by Celebrini and Thrun. Toffoli's three-game goalless drought comes to an end. He's been close the last couple of games. That's his 18th of the season, 8:06 the time, making it 5-2 in favor of the Kraken, but Seattle would get one more later at 12:18. Eli Tolvanen getting a pass from Josh Mahura, racing in and beating goaltender Georgiev for his 15th of the season to make it a 6-2 Kraken lead. That's how the game would end. Seattle would outshoot the Sharks 32-28. San Jose dropping back now to 15-33-6. They have 36 points, and the Kraken win an important one, ending their two-game losing streak. They're now 23-27-3 for 49 points on the year. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This is a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.